the next step in the Megillah is the response. You know, after Mordechai informs Esther what happened, so Esther says, "Lech kanaisas klai hudim shavushan tzulai val tachlu val tishtu shlosh tzimim val v'yom." Gather together, right? Knos doesn't say tell the Jews of Shushan, you know, to fast and pray alone. Just gather them together, and they will fast and they will pray, right? That, you know, step one of overcoming Haman with the public prayer and the repentance and the fasting was done communally, right? Together, we're not just every individual in this house, but together, like Knos, right? Pull them together. And similarly, you know, phase two of overcoming Haman's decree was, you know, after the decree is overturned, on the days of, the 13th and the 14th of Adar, going to war against all the enemies of the Jews, right? So over there also, the verb of Nikala Yehudim, right? The Jews joined together, they congregated. They congregated together, and that verb comes up over and over again. They congregated together, right? So that's gathering together, by the fast and prayer, and congregating together by the war. And we know that Tanis Esther, right? This today's presentation, is particularly a proposal to understand the meaning of Tanis Esther. Tanis Esther is, you know, commemorates both events. You know, some say it commemorates the public fast that there was, you know, in the days of Esther, that Esther decreed they want to communally get together and fast, right? And some say it commemorates the battle, because it's on the anniversary of the battle. Battle for everyone was on the 13th, right? So the fast of Esther is for these two events. And it's very interesting that also the Bavli saying that, you know, when Purim comes out on Shabbos, you don't need a source that you can read the Megillah, you know, on the day before, on the 13th of Adar, because Yud Gimel's Man Kilakol, it was a day of gathering for all. Right? It doesn't say Yushami, it was the time of war, you know, because of the miracle of war, but the Bavli grabs on to the language used by the Megillah was the day of gathering, the Kehila, the Nikalua Yehudim. They gathered and went to war. The gathering is the main thing. All right, so we see in the both phases of how we overturned Haman, first overturning his decree with the power of fasting and repentance, and then overturning his decree in physical, you know, reality by, instead of them killing us, we kill them. In both these things, it's the power of the populace, the gathering, right, the congregating, is something central. You know, it just is said, you know, too often and too emphatically that it can't be coincidental. It has to be saying integral to what it means to overcome Amalek, the gathering and the congregating. Okay, so to understand this, and the Maharal begins to deal with this, and I want to expand on this. Yeah, but the Maharal talks about this. And the Maharal invokes, the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says that anyone who davens with the tzibur davens, you know, with the, publicly, tefillah b'tzibur, so Hashem says, I consider as if he saved me and my children from the exile, right? You know, it's like he brought, took us, you know, padisim ibena umas, he took us out from under the nations, right? And the Maharal over there explains, right, that, you know, when we're in exile, we're under the nations, right? You know, we're not a nation on our own right. We're under the nations, right? But when we are a nation in our own right, we're directly under God. And when we're a nation in our own right in the land of Israel, when we're in that state, no one can take us. No one can take us. We defeat anyone who starts up with us. It's only when we're in exile that we're vulnerable. Because we're in exile, we're under the nations of the world. But when we're our own nation, we're under God, and once we're under God, no one can take us because we're directly under God, so we have God, you know, with us. So when you daven with the tzibur, you awaken the nationality of the Jewish people. The tzibur awakens Jewish nationality, and it awakens us as a nation, as a nation in our own right, because we congregated together. We bring out our nationality, and when we bring out our nationality, we're once again directly under God, and that's why it says it. We're redeemed from the exile. So God says, if you redeem me also from the exile, because God goes into exile with us, because he loves us. So, and when you down with the Tzibur, you awaken Jewish nationality, and we as a nation are under God alone, not under any other nation. We, you know, now we're an independent nation, puts us directly under God, and we awaken our being a nation in our own right by getting together. And that's what the Maharal says, what Esther wanted, that power to be, that power to emerge, right? That we're a nation in our own right. So, the just to go a little bit deeper into this, right? The Ramchal, you know, writes, but you know, he's not the only one who writes this, but he's one who explains it the best, that evil only exists in gaps and in vacuums. Right, which, and that's what, you know, vacuums are formed by gaps, and there's a vacuum where the gap is. Right, any type of thing that's bad, you think about it, it's just a gap, it's just a vacuum. Like poverty is a vacuum of money, right? But you could fill in that gap and, you know, give stock on, you know, supplement the problem, right? Sickness is a vacuum of health, and you could give medicines, you know, or proper or hunger, right? It's a vacuum of, you know, you give the proper nutrition, right? You know, all things that are bad, if you take a look, it's like there was a vacuum, and in most cases, right, it's reversible if you just, you know, fill in what's missing, because it's the lack and the vacuum, so fill in the lack, fill in the vacuum, close the gap, right? This the Ramchal points out, it's brilliant, right? He says it's in Das Tzvunis. And there's many, you know, that shows them what evil is not in active existence, but also shows that evil could only exist in deficient things, in things that are closed circuit, right? So there's no room for evil to, you know, get in. If it's a closed circuit, since it's a closed circuit, you know, there's no room for evil to get in, there's no gap. And also, vis-a-vis the people in the closed circuit, they supplement each other. They, you know, so what I'm missing, you can give me, and what you're missing, I can give you, and we supplement each other. And, you know, and that's like we see in nature itself, says the Ramchal, that all the different diverse creatures supplement for each other. You know, it's the web of nature that we learn about in ecology, and he says it's even that way in the big picture, in the metaphysical, that really, if we pull all the pieces together, there would be no evil, there would be no bad. It's only in the gaps that something and its supplement are not together, and that gap is where there could be bad, right? Be unpleasantness or bad or evil. But when you pull the pieces together, there's just no room for evil to exist in the first place. And vis-a-vis ourselves also, we're happy we supplement each other. So now Haman, by no coincidence, when he prosecutes against the Jewish people in front of Achashverosh, he says, Yeshno am echad mefuzer u'mefoira ben amim. There is one nation that's scattered, right, and separated throughout the nations. Unbelievable. Haman knew what he was saying, right? He said the Jewish people lost their, you know, they're scattered, right? They're not, you know, they're separated. They're scattered and separated. They're not their own nation anymore. So that's the Maharal's point. So they're not directly under God. We don't have to be afraid of them. But also the fact that they're scattered and separated even amongst themselves, they're vulnerable, right? When they're together, so they close a circuit and they reinforce each other, right? And they supplement for each other. But that circuit is broken, right? They're scattered. So, right, so they're scattered, and you know, so we can take them, you know. So the fact that, you know, militarily, you know, they're scattered, so they're not one army, but also spiritually, you know, how we could supplement for each other, and we could, you know, help each other, and help each other spiritually. That's it. But as the Svasemis points out, he didn't realize, you know, he didn't understand that he actually said the solution to the problem also. Am echad mefuzer, there's one nation that's scattered and separated, that, you know, he made a sort of slip, a slip of the tongue that he didn't realize, the slip of tongue actually is his error, right, that, you know, so in the subconscious he knew, in his subconscious, not in his active consciousness, in his subconsciousness he knew that his argument is flawed, because we are one nation. So even though we're scattered, we're still one nation. Like we say in our Mincha of Shabbos, you know, We're the one nation on earth. We're the nation of oneness. Because even when we're physically scattered, we're really, really one nation. Because we share the one Torah and we worship the one God. Right? And you know, so the being you know, committed to the one God and having the one Torah that the God gave us keeps us being one nation despite physical separation from each other. And despite that we have separate shuls from each other, that's only an external separation. But in essence, we're all one people. And that power had to come out. Right? When that power comes out, there's no room for evil anymore. And that's what Esther was doing, and that also was the secret for that outstanding miracle, military miracle that happened, you know, by the war. So Esther wanted to bring out this power, like Mar explains, by not just everyone should fast and pray. If it would be done as separate, into everyone in his own house should fast and pray, it would have not overcome Amalek. So everyone would have had more merit. Who knows if that would have worked. But by joining everyone together and closing the circuit, we brought out the power of, you know, of being one nation under God, but also being one nation gives no room for evil to get in. Evil, the evil has nothing to latch on. It only latches onto gaps. And that was also the secret behind our military victory, that we took out 127 nations in one day. And, you know, there are probably a lot of anti-Semites. The Jews killed all the anti-Semites, right? There probably were a lot of anti-Semites, at least, and even the ones who weren't anti-Semitic, they were probably relatives and friends of the anti-Semites. We were up against almost the whole civilized world, possibly, and we overcame them because of the power of our unity, right? They can only take us when we are divisive amongst ourselves. Right? When we are divisive amongst ourselves, that's where we give them room to get in and to affect us. Right, and so this is what we have to work on during Tanis Esther also. That Tanis Esther is not just a day of repentance. We have to also work on preparing ourselves to feel the achdus that we're supposed to feel on Purim. And Purim, we dance with each other and we give shlachmanis to each other. So it's also a day of not just preparing for Purim, that you should fast before you eat, you know, without limit, that you should at least learn how to control your Yetzirah before you're about to go into a day of unlimited eating and drinking. So the proper preparation has a day of fast and prayer beforehand. You know, so that when you'll do your Purim properly, you know, your Purim shouldn't come from your Yetzirah, your Purim should come from your Yetzirah Tov, right? But also it's time to think about this, that, you know, the main power of this fast and the main power of the war came from the unity between the Jewish people. That when the Jewish people are in unity, evil has no room to get in and affect them. It's closing the circuit, and that's what we also have to prepare ourselves. So it's not the fast and prayer, it's not just a day to prepare for the spiritual side of Purim and to prepare that, you know, prepare ourselves that we should eat like people on Purim and not like animals, that we should prepare ourselves spiritually to do the day properly. It's also we have to work on, you know, preparing ourselves to be in unity with our fellow Jews. That's also a theme of Tanis Esther.